But now we're back. We're back on Jesus. So, just to recap what we've just read, Jesus has been. We've been reading about him, all the parables he's been telling people. He's been doing miraculous signs. He's been doing all sorts of things around Galilee, and now he's come back home. He's come back to Nazareth. He's come back to where he used to live. He's come back to where he grew up as a child, and when he wasn't so famous, so popular, and you know, but news gets around of Jesus and the things that he's been up to, the miracles that people have heard. They're probably quite curious about this Jesus. What is he all about? Well, they didn't have social media in those days, but if they had, that probably you'd see on Instagram a picture of a little boy, you know, with thumbs up saying, just gave the big J 5 loaves and 2 fish. For the amazing miracle. Yeah, that was me. And something like that. But in those days, they didn't have that stuff. So what did they have? They had a good chin wag. They talked between themselves. And that's how the news spread from mouth to mouth. The good news of the gospel spread from mouth to mouth. You might think this is a slow way of getting news around. But let me tell you something. This is how my uncles and aunties spread the word back in a little village in south of Italy. And, you know, they know everything about everybody because it goes from you know, Auntie Elvira to her niece twice removed, and she heard it from her cousin's friend who heard it from somebody else, and the word spreads. And before you know it, everybody knows where I'm from, why I'm there on holiday, and how many girlfriends I've had. And when I had lots of problems when I was holidaying in Italy when I was a young man, but never mind. So I was thinking about how this word gets around and what are the things that how people talk. And it was interesting that the way that Jesus spoke the parables, that the apostles said to Jesus, why do you talk in this way? Why do you use parables? Why don't you speak clearly to the people? And, I've got a famous animal here. Do any of the children on the carpet know what animal this is? I'm going to go, yes. Ostrich, very good. And what are ostriches famous for? Yes, you liked science too much. Huh? Running fast, but I was looking for something else. Yes? Nice and loud. They put their head in the sand when they see something that's scary. When they see something, if they panic, they just put their head in the sand. And it was interesting when the disciples were asking Jesus, why do you talk in parables? And Jesus said, he read this thing in verse 15. It said, for the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, and they would hear with their ears, and they would understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them. And Jesus is quoting an Old Testament passage there. But some of these people were with their head in the sand. They didn't want to hear Jesus very well. And some of it's really important, the way we look at the world, the things that we see. So I wondered if you could help me. I've got some pictures here. I wonder if you can see, what do you see? If I show you this picture, I'm going to ask, okay, Abby, what do you see? A lady. And how old is that lady? Is she young or old? Young. A young lady. Who sees something different? An old lady. But she said she could see a young lady. Can anybody else see a young lady? Yes. Who thinks it's an old lady? How is that possible? Okay, maybe let's try something else. Let's try something else. What number can you see? A nine, and I heard a six over here. What, is it a nine or a six? I'm not sure. Who's right? Who's right out of those two people? No? That's very puzzling. Okay, let me try a different one then. How many sticks can you see? I'm hearing different things. Some people are saying four. Some people are saying three. Four. I have four fingers up. Any more than four? Okay. So I love this picture because it says we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. Because what sometimes changes is not the thing in itself, but it's our perspective, where we're looking at it from. And sometimes, that's the thing that I found very refreshing about Jesus, is that he looked at the same situation that people were looking at, but from a different perspective, from a heavenly perspective. He was seeing things like his Father saw them. Let me show you this picture. I love this. As a scientist, I love this. And we've got a cylinder, and it's being shown from two sides. We've got a blue light shining this way, and we've got an orange light shining, or red light if you're colorblind, that way. And if I showed you just the shadow of the light, of one of those two lights, you probably would have come to me and say, oh, Andy, the object being shown is a circle or a square. Actually, there is another way of looking at it, which is seeing both and very often with Jesus, he had a third way of looking at the situations. You think about the stories of when they said to Jesus, oh, is it right or wrong to pay taxes? And the religious people were trying to trick Jesus and capture him. Is it right or wrong to pay taxes? And Jesus would say, well, there's a third way of looking at this. Whose image is on the coin? And that woman who was caught in adultery, and they were trying to get Jesus to say, should we stone this woman? She's been doing wrong, or has she been doing right, Jesus? And Jesus never gives the answer that we expect, does he? Because he looks another way, he looks a third way. There is the right way, there's a wrong way, there's a third way, there's a different way of looking at the same circumstance. I hope that, like me, you want to be able to see like Jesus sees the world. Everybody's got opinions on everything. Brexit. What about, here's one, electricity. Here's some of the things that are powered by electricity. Yes? Well, some of you young people probably had to do a poster maybe at school to save electricity. Why do we want to save electricity? Yes. Because of global warming. But electricity is cheap. It's everywhere. Every home has got it. It's really easy to use. Why is there such a fuss? Yeah, but that's going to be in the future. It doesn't really affect me. Well, I'm glad you feel very strongly about this. What I was just trying to say is that in Jesus' time, his family, his neighbors, the people that knew him, they had a different opinion. He could have said all sorts of reasons about things, but they either had their head in the sand, or they were looking at Jesus from a different perspective, from a different way. And the word honor that we were looking at, in the Greek, in the old Greek, it means worth or value, something that you use to, it's the price of something. And I was really intrigued about that. So I wanted to do a little exercise with you about worth. And I'm going to need three volunteers. Who likes money? Okay. You and you. No, not you. And you, come on, come on. Three volunteers that haven't volunteered before. Right. Okay, come over here then. Uncle Andy's got something for you. Right, I need you to hold this nice and high. What is this?
5 pounds.
5 pounds. Now, is this a real 5 pound note?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like that 5 pound note?
Yeah.
Yes. But would you prefer if you had this in your hand? Can you hold this? What is this?
10 pounds.
Hold it nice and high so we can see. Is this a real 10 pound note?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes? Is that worth more or less than that?
More.
Are you sure? Well, you, sir, what is this?
20 pounds.
What?
20 pounds.
20 pounds. Look at that. Can you hold that for me, please? Does it feel nice? What can you buy with 20 pounds? Now, you, sir, do you like the look of the 10 pounds or the 20 pounds if you had to swap your 5 pounds? The 20 pounds. But this, I mean, that's strange because, look, don't you agree with me? This has got some writing. It's got 300 written there. It's dirty. It's been a bit crumpled. It's got even a tear there. Look at that. You still want to swap? No? You want the 10? Okay, let's swap the 10 for the 5. You bear with me. So, who thinks he's made a good decision? Should he have gone for the 20?
Yeah.
Even though it's dirty.
Yeah.
Why?
It's worth more.
But it's ripped and dirty and crumpled. Okay. Thank you for your help. I need to do the shopping later, so I'm going to need these back. Right? I need now a very courageous volunteer. Okay, I'm going to pick on Ethan. Okay. Well, here we go. Here we go. Right. Now, Ethan, what do I have here?
10 pounds.
Okay, hold it. Feel it. Would you like 10 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now, if I take this note and I stamp on it, like this, and spit a bit. Right. Do you still want the 10 pounds? Now we're talking. Right. Okay. I'm going to get this biro. I'm going to write all over it. By the way, it's illegal to deface a note. You shouldn't do this. Right. Permanent marker on the note. Can hardly see the thing. Do you still want the 10 pounds? Okay, hold it. I need something to stop him taking the 10-pound note. Okay. Oh, the mic's on. Right, here I've got some soil from my garden. Abby, is this real soil?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Pop.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Right, you think I've gone mad now, haven't you? Okay, that's dirty, soiled, written on note. How much is that worth?
10 pounds.
10 pounds?
Yeah.
Has any of the worth been removed from it? No? Right, there's no option here. Okay. Right. Yesterday, a fox was naughty. Smell that. So, can I have the, right. So. Right. This is a visual aid, folks. Don't worry. Bear with me. Okay. Right. So we've got a defaced, dirty, trampled on, spat at, defecated, 10-pound note. Would you like this 10-pound note now? Okay. How much is it worth?
£10.
£10. Okay. Can you use... Will any shop accept this £10 note as it is?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. We need to do something here. So, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Right. Now, folks, what I wanted to say was simply this, is that our worth, when Jesus looks at you and he looks at me, we're worth something invaluable. Not £10, not £20, but so much more. By the way, if you're wondering what that was, it wasn't Fox Doo-Doo, it was Nutella. But what Jesus does, he washes us clean. And you and I, we often look at the dirt, but Jesus looks at the worth. He's looking at the worth right now. And the reason why he died for us, to make us clean. And we are obsessed with dirt. We are hypochondriacs with dirt. But actually, he's interested in the worth that you and I carry around. Thank you. I've got to do my shopping. You know, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. He knows some of them are going to lie to him. Some of them are going to betray him. Some of them are going to abandon him. Some of them are going to just ignore him and you know, totally leave him alone. And yet he does that because Jesus sees their worth. He sees our worth. And as we think of honor, there's the verse in Romans that says, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above ourselves. Above yourselves. And as we look around, as you look at your church, as you look at the people who you spend your Sundays with or house group with or you do other things with, you know, there is a worth. If you haven't got it already, you need to get the spectacles of Jesus to see your brothers and sisters in the same light that he sees them. To see your family in the same light that he sees them. To see the worth that Jesus has bestowed on every person. That's why he can say, love your enemies. Because he doesn't see the pain and the hurt and suffering. He sees their worth. And it was all worth it. The cross was worth it. For Jesus to die for you and me. So I just want to leave you with that. As we move on, we want to be those people who have their eyes changed, have the scales removed, who don't have their heads in the sand, but are those who are seeing the worth of one another. Amen.